Hello, I want to welcome you all back to another episode of the Humanity Standard Podcast with your host, Sydney Standard. Hello, hello, hello. Today, I want to be talking about being very cautious around narcissistic personalities. Beware of the narcissist, people. A narcissistic person will try to ruin your freaking life, okay? I am surrounded by narcissists, it seems, and my biggest issue with narcissists is that narcissists are ultimately extremely insecure people. They act like they're not. They act like they care. They make these grandiose, situational things, whatever. They want to make a scene. They want to make you feel good, right? They do this thing where they love bomb you. Oh, you're so great. You're so this, you're so that. But then as soon as you're not giving them the attention that they like, all of that, they throw out the window and now you're enemy number one. And this is manipulation. This is emotional manipulation, mental manipulation. It's all about control over you, your emotions, making you feel as though you are insane. This is what narcissists do because ultimately, like I said, they are extremely insecure. They want to know that you care about them more than anyone else. So they will love bomb you. They will bait you into situations where you have to prove to them your love for them. And it's very exhausting. And it is really the worst situation you could be in. Like, the number one thing you should avoid in life is any sort of relationship with a narcissist. And as someone who is an empathic person, I've crossed paths with many a narcissist. And you really have to get to a point where you have decided that you're going to heal yourself, you're going to work on your self-worth so that you can spot a narcissist from a mile away. Because that's what it becomes. One of the things with narcissists is they actually like to prey on people who are empathic, empaths, right? People who care a lot about people. People who are insecure themselves, but in a different way. Insecure in the sense that they are codependent, right? Like they want someone to love them. And this is something that I had dealt with. I think that in a lot of ways, it depends upon the family that you came from, the dynamic, all these different things. And until you actually heal yourself of that, you're only going to attract more of those people into your life. I've had many friendships that were exactly like this, and it always ended pretty bad. Like the only way, it's not ever ended well. And the only way to really stonewall or get rid of a narcissist is to literally go no contact, right? So if you need to, say your piece, whatever that is, and then just decide that you're not going to respond to this person anymore because they're just going to try and get you back in, get you to talk to them again, sprinkle these sweet nothings, emotionally manipulate you. So you literally have to put up a wall and be like, you know what? I know that this person is like this. I know that they're just saying all this nice stuff right now to get me to come back in and trust them again. But then you have to remember what they do every time after you let them back in. They use you, right? They abuse you emotionally, hopefully not physically, but sometimes many of these people do that as well. But in my experience, it's only been emotional, thank God. So just be extremely wary of that. And a lot of times, these people like to be in the spotlight. So they always want the attention on them. And when they see that you're getting more attention than them, they are actually envious. They're jealous of the fact that, oh my gosh, why do people like you more than they like me? And that's insecurity. Insecurity is a dangerous quality to have, okay? Insecure people are the reason why society sucks. They need control over people and it's like they don't have self-love. So they project this image that they love themselves so much, but deep down inside, there's something off, man. Like, stay away from these people. It's not a good idea. Like, it's just not going to end well for you. if you're in close relations with a narcissist. So keep that in mind, right? And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I've come a long way, okay? I used to really, really value what other people thought about me. And I am a nice person, okay? Like, I want to be there for people. I care about people. And if you're insecure and you care about people, it's just a really bad combination because you're going to get used and abused. It's just, that's what happens. You can't set boundaries because you're like, oh my gosh, well, I want this person to like me. So if the only way for them to like me is for me to treat them this way and be giving, 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 and they aren't really giving anything back, they're giving you pebbles at a time back. But then again, sometimes they love you, right? Everything's great. But then all of a sudden, now they're not good with you anymore. Then you start thinking, oh my God, what did I do wrong? Am I a bad person? Do I need to change? Do I deserve this? I deserve this, right? You start going through this whole mental gymnastics thing that's just not right. Like, no one should ever have to go through that. But like I said, the only way you can actually get over that is when you start doing the internal work on yourself and you come to this knowledge that, hey, I actually deserve better. I deserve friends, relationships where people aren't giving me pebbles, where whatever energy I'm putting into this person or to these people, I'm getting back. And it can be really frustrating when you realize maybe people in your family are narcissistic and you feel like you're doing stuff all the time for these people and they're constantly nitpicking the things that you don't do. It can be extremely frustrating and you don't know what to do, right? And in my experience, you can't let it get to you. Like, I know you want to. I know you want to cry and, oh my God, life isn't fair, blah, 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 blah. But life isn't fair. That is true. Life is not fair. Set up better tools. Set up better boundaries. This is what you have to do. If you have to talk to someone, go talk to someone. But the reality is you can't change people. The only person you can change is yourself, which means you're going to have to change how you interact with people to avoid those situations coming up in the future. That's the only way to do it. That is it. So narcissists, man, just stay far, far away from them. And when you start to really work on yourself and you get to a point where you're like, wow, I really overcame this major hurdle in my life, I'm not attracting the same energy sucking people that I used to, that feeling is extremely empowering. When you don't really need anyone or need anything in order to be happy, that is a position that I would say most of people want to be in, but most people don't want to do the work. So by you doing the work and rising above that situation, it becomes a source of pride for you, and it should be. A lot of people in society today, and I spoke about this in my last podcast, they don't want to do the work. People want things handed to them. They do. Because the work isn't sexy. It's hard. The work looks like being alone. It looks like confronting your issues. It looks like going through something that no one else in your family went through, getting ridiculed, being without a job that you love for a while. It just requires so much. And I just think even this whole self-love thing, like, oh my gosh, like mental health, self-love, we love it. Oh my God, yeah. Like, a lot of these people, I think it's almost a buzzword today, self-help, right? And self-love, because a lot of those people who are talking about this aren't even doing the work themselves. They're just saying that, oh, I'm taking a mental health day. I'm gonna be in my bathtub and drink a glass of wine and like, that's my self-care. That is not self-care. That's you enjoying the day to yourself. That's something completely different, okay? Self-care means getting down in the trenches and confronting your shadow self. Your shadow self isn't something that is fun to confront, okay? Like, you have to go through a dark night of the soul, which I went through, by the way, and sucked. It really sucked. It's not sexy. And people look at you, and you have to also get over this idea that what people say about you matters. The only thing that matters is what God says about you, what your soul says about you. That is the most important thing. But in today's day and age, with social media and all that stuff, everybody wants to put on this facade like, oh yeah, my life is the best. Oh no, my life is the best. And you realize that most of this stuff is fake. People are only showing you the highlight reel of their life. They're not showing you when they're sad, crying, eating a tub of ice cream. I mean, some people do that, but the majority aren't doing that. They're only showing you what will showcase them in the best light. And it's like, that's really unhealthy. You know, as a society, we have to be real about what we're going through. Life hasn't been easy for me, and life isn't supposed to be easy for anyone. So I'm not saying, oh yeah, my life needs to be easy. No. And it doesn't matter what, you know, status in society that you're in. No one's life is easy. Everybody has challenges, and we have to have that empathy for others, because that is what brings us closer together rather than, you know, dividing us over these different lines, whether it's racial or socioeconomic or educationally. None of this stuff matters, because at our core, we're all humans, right? We're all on our own separate journeys, and we're not going to get out of it alive. So if you thought you were, well, I hate to break it to you, but you're not going to make it out of here alive. So when you can realize that, then you won't take yourself so seriously in the sense where you are seeing yourself as better than someone else or as lesser than someone else, because we all know that's not true, right? Ultimately, you have to have a very healthy view of yourself where you see yourself as worthy of everything that is for you. So let me explain that. If you have a certain skill set and you've come to love yourself and you're like, okay, you know what? I'm really good at making music. I really enjoy it. And I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do what I know I'm supposed to do. Maybe you're not going to become the biggest pop star in the world, but you know, maybe you have a really solid fan base. You're making money and you're doing something that you love. You have all of the rights to your music. What more could you ask for? The issue presents itself when you're seeing another pop star who's major, you know, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, why is my life not like that? Maybe that was just not in the cards for yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be okay with being the best you that you can be. And if you haven't healed yourself, you're going to be looking at people above you and being envious of them. You're going to look at people below you and you're going to scoff and be like, oh, you know, I'm better than them. You should never compare yourself to other people. The only person that you should ever compare yourself to is yourself, okay? The person that you were yesterday, a few days ago, last year. How have you grown over the years? Because that's all that matters. That's it. All these accolades, all that stuff, it doesn't matter. None of it matters. And this is really a point I got to, that a lot of what I used to strive for was mostly my ego. And a lot of what is presented to us in society to achieve or want to strive for is our ego, right? Oh, you have to make a song that's great so that you can get a Grammy. Why not just make a song that you really love? If we made the goal the process of becoming, I think a lot more people would be just in a happier place in their life, because this causes a lot of stress for people. I know it caused a lot of stress for me. Oh, I need to be a millionaire by this time or whatever. And there's nothing wrong with having goals. I think it's really important to have goals. But don't make the goal the prize, in the sense that if you don't get there, you're not going to see yourself as worthy of just existing. It has to be deeper than that. The reason why you should be striving for things is for the person that you become in the process of trying to attain those goals. That's the point of having goals, because it stretches you. It makes you have to literally become a different person. The type of person you have to be to become a billionaire, you're going to have to grow a lot You're going to have to do a lot of reading. You're going to have to be extremely disciplined. There's a lot that goes into becoming this billionaire, right? Or even a millionaire. To become a millionaire, you have to be very disciplined. You have to work hard and you have to be motivated even when the going gets tough, because it always does. So we have to really reframe a lot of things. So many of these things just don't matter, man. They really don't matter. And I wish that more people talked about this, but I guess that's why I'm talking about it. It just saddens me in a lot of ways because I look at the state of society today, and one thing that I used to be very self-conscious of when I was younger was this whole push for plastic surgery. I remember I got to this point, and I was like, in my life when I was younger, I'm 26 now, but this is probably when I was like 20, 21. I almost felt like, wait, do I have to get plastic surgery in order to be accepted? Like, do I have to do these different things in order to just live? Are these the beauty standards that I have to have in order for someone to like me? And I know I'm not the only young woman who's felt this way. There are many young women who feel this way all around the world. Many who actually get the surgeries done. And I bet you if you were to ask many of these women, did this change how you feel about yourself? A lot of them would say no. Maybe it was a temporary thing, like, oh my gosh, yeah, I feel so good right after surgery. Kind of like how when you get a new car, you're like, oh my God, I love this car. But the excitement over the car wears off after a point in time. So what do a lot of people do? This is why people really get into this materialistic thing, because they think getting all these different things are going to, I guess, fill that empty void that they feel within themselves. But what ends up happening is that they just get more and more stuff. And then when you have a lot of stuff, I think it creates a lot of anxiety because you just have so many things around you. I found that I actually prefer in a lot of ways when my life is simple. So when I don't have a ton of stuff and I can go into my closet and be like, okay, I know I'm going to wear this. That's it. I don't have to think too hard about, oh my gosh, I have so many clothes. What am I going to do? Oh my, right? Like that can be really frustrating. And excess is frustrating. You don't need excess. You don't need tons of friends, because then that's tons of friends that you have to keep up with. There's a lot of drama. There's just so much. It's just pretty ridiculous. And even for myself, I was trying to do so much at one time, and I realized how stressful it was. Like, you really can't put your best foot forward in a bunch of things. You have to focus your energy on certain things. You can't splinter it everywhere. And think about it like a magnifying glass. A magnifying glass, if you focus it on one area, when you put it in the sun, then you start a fire. But if you're just pointing it all around and trying to get the sun over here and sun over there, then there's not going to be a fire that started, okay? Because there's not a focus point, a focal point that it's trying to light. And you have to think of yourself as a spark, as fire. What is that one thing that you really want to focus all of your energy on and really make work? So I really had to think about, okay, Sid, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Is it giving you what you really need? Or are you doing this because you're afraid of that one thing you really want to work not working? And I had to be very honest with myself. A lot of the reasons why I was doing many different things, from my YouTube channel, I had a newsletter, I had this podcast that I was kind of neglecting, honestly, was because I didn't really know what I wanted, one, but also I think I was scared, you know, I was out of fear, like, okay, let me try a bunch of different things, hopefully one will work, but you're not really putting all of your energy into that one thing working. So you just have to be honest with yourself, and that all starts with you developing a better relationship with yourself. And this goes back to what I started this podcast talking about. When you have a really great relationship with yourself, you are going to be able to discern when someone is treating you in a way that you do not deserve, because you know your self-worth. You've done the work. You had that period of time where you were alone and everything wasn't going your way, but you made it out. And because you did that work, you're like, I took the time to do the work and I can recognize this person hasn't done the work. No way in hell am I spending any time with this person, because I've spent so much time and I don't want their level of consciousness to rub off on me, because like attracts like. So if you've done the work, but you continue to hang out with people who haven't, it's going to regress you. You have to become very serious about how you approach everything. You can't hang around everyone. Not everyone deserves your energy once you've leveled up, so to speak. And leveling up, I see as doing the work, seeing yourself worthy of creating a life that you absolutely love, not being envious of people, not being jealous, not feeling like you are inferior to others or superior to others. The best place to be in is one where you're just chilling. You see people, you say hello, everything's great, you don't have any drama with people. That's the kind of life I think we all should live. We should not want or need to be in contention with people. That's not healthy. It's it's really a bad place to be in. If you are constantly surrounded by drama, you yourself are drama too. Sorry, not sorry. Because if everyone else is the issue, you are the common denominator. And I know that sucks to hear, because it sucked when I had to confront that reality. But the truth hurts, as Lizzo says. Someone I don't really agree with on a lot of things, but the name of her song, I agree with. I hope that this episode was enlightening in a way, and I really want to finish off this podcast episode today with an affirmation. And from here on out, I really will be finishing the podcast off with an affirmation. I'm going to repeat it a few times, and I just want you to repeat this back to yourself. I've found that affirmations have been extremely transformational for me. When you repeat things that are positive to yourself, it really does reprogram your mind to focus on the good, to focus on positive things rather than the negative thought pattern you probably have in your mind. And I say probably because if you look around, everything's trying to put you in a state of fear or a state of lack or something like that. So you really have to work every day to combat that with positive messages. Even think about the music that you listen to. A lot of it is not promoting anything that's great. I mean, unless you're listening to like gospel music or something like that. But for the most part, it's nonsense. Like it really is. So the affirmation for today is, everything is always working out for me. 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 And on that note, I say peace out, sit out, see you in the next one.